Good day, everyone. This is Sifu Cicero. I'm the director at the School of Qi Energy Heals, and today we're going to do a special seminar concerning an important topic brought up by a number of people and students, and that's how dangerous is practicing the microcosmic orbit. And today I have with me Sifu Jones, who is my instructor, who's going to tell us about this particular subject. Hi, Sifu Jones.
How's it going? Yeah, today's subject is that how dangerous is practicing the microcosmic orbit. And a lot of people probably do that. They have learned that particular exercise and energy work and have put it in their training. I mean, I certainly did it for years and thought it was a great way to get energy to move around. And certainly, it's the prevalent thought out there in a lot of different books. You'll read all about the microcosmic orbit and that, you know, it's going to produce all sorts of amazing things for you. I mean, I would read about in different books how it would open up your third eye and, you know, it would cause you to cause the Kundalini experience to happen, whatever that Kundalini experience is. And certainly, when you talk of Kundalini, a lot of people have a different approach to what that actually means. You know, some people will say, well, it's the enlightening, you know, the enlightenment of opening up to a new way of thinking or seeing, and, you know, you somehow have gotten to this spiritual side as a result of putting energy up into the head area. And, you know, we teach a school of Qi energy. And basically what we do is teach students how energy actually works. And what we really have found that over the years that the practice of that microcosmic orbit is really frowned upon. We don't even teach the students to do it at all. We try to get the students to always build up their entire body, not just one path or one part of the body. And certainly the microcosmic orbit would actually work as one place that you're really building up in this big way. And it would, to people who don't know what it is, it really is this energy line that they're going to take up the back of their spine, up into the head, down the front of their body to the groin area, and that represents the microcosmic orbit or the pathway. Now, you've also heard maybe possibly of the macrocosmic orbit, and all that would be doing is including the feet. You'd go down to your feet instead of just stopping at the groin, and you're still sending energy in this linear way somewhat that incorporates a main circle that uses your spinal cord. And a lot of people will say, well, not only will they do that particular exercise, but they'll practice putting in energy or along different points of that microcosmic orbit or along the spinal cord or either in the front of themselves, like the Dantian area or the Qi point area. They will think of putting energy or packing in energy in these particular areas or power points. You know, some people will call them chakras. And you will do it through a system or a way of, you know, using your breath and then using your mind to send that breath to particular areas. And then you would heat that area up and that would tell you that, okay, I got that energy to that particular area. And they make it very complicated, and it really is a dangerous thing to do. You know, if you really practice doing that microcosmic orbit a lot, you can cause yourself to have some seriously weird side effects. And certainly I went through a whole lot of different ones learning that particular exercise, and you know, have learned so many better ways of doing it now. We both have learned so many better ways of, you know, putting energy or building up energy in large amounts or large quantities. And certainly a lot of people will tell you, well, that's how to do it. You build up this energy in that microcosmic orbit. You pocket it in these different areas, and they figure that you're going to get somehow this superhuman power come out of you in that particular way. And really what we have found that usually you just get bad side effects that come out of you as you start pocketing in hot energy in different places of your body. a lot of times as you're pushing energy up and around in that particular cycle or circuit, what is caused is way too much energy to go to that particular area. And just like how energy works in real life or electricity works in real life, if you put too much electricity down the wires, they're going to go off to whatever is the path of least resistance. And certainly that's what happens with your body with bioenergy. As you send bioenergy down and around the different nerve fibers that it uses, any overflow goes into certain things like glands. A lot of times as you're pushing down energy into, if you're going pushing energy up from the front of your head and down the back of your spine, a lot of times you'll put that energy right into your kidney areas and overload the kidney areas and have some seriously what feels like lower back pain, but really it's just an overage in the kidneys. And certainly you felt similar type of systems like that when you've practiced things like the microcosmic orbit. And certainly with the energy methods you went through, you learned that particular method too, didn't you?
Oh, very much so. And I actually did that for 12 years straight. And I didn't know about temperature control. I didn't even know that my mind had to be in the right place. So I just did it any old time. And I thought I was getting to this very high level because I got the shakes and I felt nausea and I had cloudy thinking. And, you know, I thought, well, something must be going on. But there was no place of enlightenment there because there was no peace there. All I was doing was shoving energy into my glands and causing my body to react to that. And now that I'm having the temperature control and keeping myself nice and cool with the tri-concept, which is what you teach in the school, the attribute of a good feeling and cool temperature, I'm able to get a lot of power out of my body with energy work now.
Well, and a lot of people will actually push energy up into their head. For instance, the pineal gland, they'll push energy up into that pineal gland thinking, well, I'm going to push serotonin out of that gland into my body and it'll make me feel really good. And, of course, that's something I learned, and I thought, wow, you know, this is really a cool way of doing it. And sometimes I would get it to work, and sure enough, serotonin would fill my body, and I'd feel very euphoric for a little while. But what invariably would happen is I would have this crash after about 2 or 3 hours of real euphoric feeling. Suddenly I would have this horrible crashing feeling where I had no energy, and pretty soon you'd have to go right to sleep. And it's a result of pushing out too many hormones or neurotransmitters out of that gland right into your bloodstream. And when you do it in a way where you do a big dumping like that, it really does cause your body a roller coaster ride hormonally. And the biggest problem about doing things like pushing energy up into the head area, because a lot of times people will tell you in the books, oh, you know, that's how you open up your third eye area, and that's how the Kundalini experience would, you know, happen for you. And, you know, that's certainly what I did, and I would push it up into that third eye area, thinking, well, okay, if I open that up, maybe, you know, what would happen, you know, I could pop out of my body, have an out-of-body experience and that kind of thing. And it will lead to something crazy like that, possibly, but most of the time, it's going to just give you a serious headache because you're overloading the brain with too much energy. And pushing right on that third eye area, a lot of times, you know, the people that did that for a long time, you know, that I worked out with, or, you know, I've certainly met those people that did that for a long time, and you can actually blow your pupils of your eyes as a result of that. I often show students, you know, just pushing on it a little bit, you know, will open up the pupils so that they're wide open. You can actually, depending on the way you do your energy, either pinpoint them down or make them go way big, simply through the pressure that you're putting. And so, you know, if you can do that with a little bit of pressure, if you're using a lot of pressure, you can cause all sorts of problems. And certainly I've met people who have blown their pupils on a permanent basis where they never go back down. And boy, do they come off wild-looking as a result of just doing that particular exercise. Some of the weird side effects that you get from pushing too many hormones from glands into your body can vary so much. I mean, you can induce vomiting. You can seriously have bad headaches for long periods of time. You can kick in inflammatory type of hormones into your bloodstream, giving you a bad effect. Inflammatory hormones are what really cause a lot of times the damage in your body when you keep them into your body too long. And these are all types of things that we explain in the school. We show you that, you know, these are the things that will come out of your brain, or these are the things that will come out of different glands of your body. And, you know, by sending energy through, you're going to manipulate those gland areas, and that's why a lot of people have the bad side effects that they may experience from energy work and may not like it, you know, doing particular exercises, because certainly as you use breaths or hard breaths or sounds in particular ways, you cause even more of a dumping of these hormones into your body. And a lot of times these are what are causing you the sensations or the physical effects that you'll go through. And what we do is show you how to get the best side effects out of doing energy work. And certainly there's so many better exercises than practicing the microcosmic orbit. And we show you how to evenly build out your body, your nerve fibers, so that you can handle stronger and stronger loads. You feel the energy in a physical way much stronger than you could ever do in just using that microcosmic orbit. And a lot of people really won't realize that this is something that would help them in so many different ways if, you know, they realize that doing a dangerous exercise like the microcosmic orbit really could cause all these different problems on them. They really wouldn't do them in the way these books say. You know, they really haven't studied the way energy goes through their body in a scientific or a medical way, and we really have. That's what this goal is about. We have studied the science to see how energy actually works going through your body. We show you how it affects your immune system, how it will affect things like your natural killer cells, how it will affect your body's pheromones. Your pheromones is really what determines whether you'll get along with another person or not. And these are either affected in a good way or a bad way, depending on you whether you heat them up or you cool them down. When you cool down your pheromones, you kick in the law of attraction and you can get along with anybody. And as your pheromones get too hot, they cause this smell to come off of you that causes you to get in arguments and fights. And, you know, most energy systems out there would never even tell you about different types of things that would happen to your body through energy work, because they're not even aware of them. Back in the day, they really didn't know what they know now scientifically or medically how your body works. Now that we do, you know, we kicked out things like the microcosmic orbit because we saw how bad and how hard they are on your, you know, body system. And you don't need to be. There's other ways that we'll show you in the school that work so much more effective than sending energy up into the head. And we show you why building up the head area is not an effective way, because it runs so hot anyway. You know, it's like having a big, huge computer room. And, you know, if that computer room was constantly on and it wasn't air-conditioned down, you know, like they do big computer rooms, they'll put in these super air conditioners because computers have a tendency to run hot because they're constantly moving. And that's like your brain. It maintains this heat. And it does so in order to, do the work that it does. But if you get it too hot, it causes all sorts of problems up there. And, you know, that's what we do, is show you how a student can put out cool energy. We show students how they can change their body so that it can be manipulated in so many different ways. Once a student goes through even the first year, they'll know how to do things like raise or lower their own blood pressure, their own heart rate, their own inner temperature, whether it be in a specific area like your hand or your foot, or doing it through your entire body, and being so good at it that you can do it with a infrared thermometer gun and see that it's indeed doing it in a physical way. And that's pretty cool, doing things like that, because most people really don't realize they have that kind of control over their body, do they?
Oh, absolutely not. And, you know, I can see that my temperature started off a few degrees different. Then I was able to lower it by 10 degrees. And, you know, just to bring up a side subject here, I get thermograms done every year, and the pictures just show how my whole area, you know, that they're examining is in the blue, which means it's cooled down. There's no hot areas. So, for me, I have medical proof right in front of me that the energy work I'm doing now is much more beneficial to my body.
Because really what they told you is as you develop these hot areas on your body, that isn't a good thing. It's actually a bad thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I had no idea how it amped up my emotions and how I overreacted to things. And you know, I've done this stuff for a very long time. And when you keep pushing it that hard, it comes out emotionally. It's not a good thing, that emotional roller coaster ride.
Well, and, you know, bringing up that roller coaster ride, because I certainly did that for years, you know, doing things like the microcosmic orbit. I mean, I always thought that was a great exercise because I could feel it pretty easily, and I didn't realize how much and how easy it is to overload yourself or your body doing that particular exercise. And certainly I put an intensity to it that wasn't a very good idea. Because as you put too much intensity or emotion into any particular energy exercise, one, you start heating up. And again, heat is the enemy in energy work. And we really didn't know that back in the 70s and 80s. You know, I mean, that was the typical prevalent thought was, you know, use that. You build up this energy, you make it hot, and, you know, the hotter it is, the more power that you're going to get out of that particular exercise. And, you know, really, what we're finding out now medically is the more you heat things up, the more you're going to cause problems for your own body and problems for other people, because we really wasn't designed in that way to be heated up on this regular basis in the way that energy work can do. And so we really do press the tri-concept that we put out, you know, to use cool energy, so that you don't run into the side effects or the problems, because that's really what you do. You know, most of the time when you run too hot, you get in arguments and fights with people because of the pheromone problem and because your body wasn't designed to run that hot. And it's so easy. If you think about it, if you go out into the desert and that sun is just kicking out and it's about 100, 110 degrees out there, it's so easy to get in a fight when it's like that than if you're in an air-conditioned room at 75. I mean, the difference is stark in the way you would even process information if one person was talking to you. It's so easy to fight with them at 110 degrees and not so easy at 75 because of what they would say. And you could say the same thing. It would be a stark difference in the way you would interpret it just from the temperature alone. So temperature has a huge amount to do with energy work, and certainly people who will get into doing that micro and cosmic orbit like I used to, I mean, I certainly did it for years and thought I would be getting ahead, and what I really did is just caused myself so many different problems that I was unaware of from just doing that simple exercise. And, you know, most people have no idea just how dangerous it is to their body, you know, shoving energy up into the head, you know, what kind of dangers could be a result of that. As you shove up too much energy into your head, if you certainly did it in the way I did, because I would push it up as hard as I could at times. And, you know, I've seen people have just really radical changes in their personality behavior patterns as a result of doing that same thing. I mean, a lot of guys that I, you know, grew up with that did similar type exercises, I would see them go through personality changes as a result of, you know, where they put the emphasis even in that particular exercise, whether it was, you know, as you would tighten up the groin area and that the area down below, and if you would send the energy through in that way, you would build up this testosterone type of level. And it would come out very aggressive, and the people who did it that way tend to get in a lot of fights and be on the hot side a lot, where they were just mad all the time. Then the other type of way is where they'll send the energy up into the head, and they put the tongue to the roof of the mouth, and they say, well, you're creating a circuit, And in a way, you really are, because you're sending that energy right up into the head, and pretty soon your head is full of energy. Now, if it's cool enough, it's not that bad of a sensation, but if it gets too hot, it will lead right to headaches or a lot of other kind of weird symptoms that you wouldn't normally feel like this would be a result of. But energy work is so funny in that way. And I've actually seen where it causes, because you put that emphasis on the tongue and the roof of the mouth and you're really feeling that energy go through that way, that it caused the opposite sensation, for instance, in the man, that it would also, it would come out as feminine-type characteristics, that suddenly you're kicking much more estrogen into your body and less testosterone, and a lot of times it would literally change a guy over to much more like a female, just from a result of moving too many hormones through their body in particular ways. A lot of times, as you're constantly moving around energy through your body in the ways that energy work will teach you, it's not the smartest thing if you're not sure what you're doing. You know, that's what we do as a school, is we want people to know how energy actually works, and we teach it and show them the scientific references, show them the medical references to what we're talking about, so they don't run through the same type of problems that me and you certainly went through, all the bad different side effects. I mean, it almost cost you your life, and I certainly went through so many bad side effects and through so many painful interludes from, you know, my kidneys just feel like they're going to explode from overloading those particular areas. And a lot of times when you overload the kidneys, I mean, it starts out as that problem, but if you keep on past those areas, you know, it'll go into the next organ like the liver and even reach the heart as and cause damage to the heart if you push too hard in energy work. And so the other thing we always tell people is don't try to get there tomorrow. You know, give yourself some training time and you'll actually get to very high levels, but nobody is really built, their bodies are not built to build up their nerve fibers too quickly or their electrical part of their body too quickly. And if you do it in this way where you're just matter-of-factly doing it more like you would do, like lifting weights to get bigger that way, if you do a very systematic way in the way we teach through the school, you really do get to these amazing levels where you're learning to project more and more of the bioenergy, so that as you build it up, other people can feel it just as well as you can feel it. And that's kind of amazing, because a lot of people have never felt chi or bioenergy in that way, and they really don't realize that you can build it up into a form that people can feel. And that's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Well, I've never felt so good doing energy work before, and this is the way it should feel. It shouldn't be such a strange trip. It should be a pleasant experience that, you know, permeates all of my life. And that's what this does. It just evens me right out. I'm feeling great every day. I'm in great health. And, you know, those are the blessings that this can bring.
It really is amazing. I mean, one of the main reasons I wanted to go over the microcosmic orbit today and how dangerous that is in energy work, and certainly for the people who go through our school, I wanted them to be informed of this matter too, because some people will think that, or write in and say, well, you know, do you think you should put the tongue to the roof of the mouth? And they do these type of things. And, you know, I always try to explain to them that that exercise isn't a very good exercise. It overloads the body too easily. You manipulate your hormones in a strong way that you don't need to. And there's much better energy patterns that you can use, and certainly we would teach you in the school much better, stronger energy patterns that you can develop your entire body and not just one section of the body, where you mess up your whole PSI inside. Your inside inner pressure is really thrown off whack when you pocket up energy in particular places. And you know, everybody I know that pocketed up energy, and I certainly was included in that group, and did it for years, went through a series of bad side effects that they really didn't understand this cause and effect relationship like we do today, as a result of knowing how the body works so much better than we did before. Now that we know all this different information about how the body actually works, we want to put that information out to the students so that they don't actually go through all those bad side effects that we went through. And certainly there's so many books out there still today that tout that as one of the better exercises in energy work. And now you understand that, no, it's not really that good of an exercise. And it's not a smart one to do if you want to get to higher levels where you can actually go to the extreme ability levels. If you want to be able to project that kind of chi out of your body, then this is where you need to go through our school and learn how to do it in a much more effective way. Learn the nerve fiber building exercise. It's an amazing exercise that will help building up your entire overall body, and that will allow better and better projection ability. And you do a little bit over time. That way you really don't get hurt in any one way or fashion, and it's such a better ride because, you know, you can build up in a fast way, but it's very uncontrolled, and that it will knock out of whack your entire emotional stability. And so it really is a hard roller coaster ride you'll go through in learning energy work. Or you can go through a school like we got and kick in the law of attraction because you're doing it with the tri-concept. You're making your energy work feel good and cool. You're not having the bad side effects that you would normally have through other types of methods and other types of system. Or roll into that roller coaster ride. I never really liked the roller coaster ride unless we were on the high part of it. On the high part where you feel that, you know, the serotonin into your bloodstream and you're feeling really good. That side was great, but it was the downside of it that, you know, once you, you know, sent all those hormones through your body and there was no more left because you already pushed the gland too hard, that was a very depressing time and all sorts of bad side effects. And, you know, ones that don't feel so good came out of that part of it. And you shouldn't have to do an exercise that will give you that type of a roller coaster ride. You know, there's many, many better ones than that, and we certainly show you in our school, you know, the best effective way to get energy work to work right is not going through the head at all, but bypassing the head and using other systems of the body that are uniquely qualified to get you to a higher level than what most people even know of. You know, since we've studied the body in the way we do, we now know of much better ways that will show the students that will get them to a much higher level and simply going through the school and staying in school and, you know, learning all the different ways that we'll go over with them, the right ways and the wrong ways to do energy work. They'll get so much better at this stuff. But that's really what I wanted to go over, bring up about the dangers of practicing that microcosmic orbit for people, you know, who, like myself, have practiced it. And, you know, some of the caveats involved that you have to be aware of if you're going to practice something that is dangerous like that, that can cause problems. You certainly would not want to do it in any kind of strong way, but, you know, do it gingerly. Doing that energy around in this easy-go fashion if you're going to do or use that particular method to train with. But there really are so many better methods than that we would not recommend that particular exercise be used at all. So thanks a lot, everybody.
Thank you.